It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Super producer and host Ryan Hickey is holding it down for us in New York City. And you could be on the road.
You could be at work.
You could be going to or from, wherever the hell you're coming to and fro. Thank you for listening. You can always listen on the free Odyssey app, your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate, SiriusXM Channel 158. And if you got a smart speaker, ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. Me, I get started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Oh, we're going to have a good old time. Well, at least the rest of this hour, the rest of this week. And then we know we got the NFL draft coming up this Thursday, and that's going to be a lot of fun, too. Myself, Bart Winkler, will be here for every single first-round draft pick starting at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific. The JR Sport Brief Show will get started as normal at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific, but then we're going to go right into the draft and give you an update on every single pick, give you our thoughts, give you our analysis, and I'm sure there's going to be some trades, there's going to be some surprises. The one thing that I'm not sure about in this year's NFL draft is whether or not we are actually going to have some miserable soul sitting in the green room waiting to get drafted, like Will Levis, like Lamar Jackson. At least he only had to wait until the end of the first round. At last I checked, only 13 players have accepted invitations to the NFL draft. 13 players out of 32 first-round picks. I guess the players don't want to go to Detroit. Nothing against Detroit. I got no problems with Detroit. But just a sad situation. We'll keep you up to date on the draft, obviously, as it gets here Thursday. We've had a busy day today in the NFL. Zach Wilson traded from the New York Jets to the Denver Broncos for a 6th and 7th round selection in the draft. And then Matt Ryan, we talked about this last hour. Matt Ryan has quit. Oh, that sounds terrible. Matt Ryan retired. Hickey, quit and retire. Two different things, right?
Oh, two different things. Big time. Yeah, he retired.
He retired. Is it Antonio Brown quit?
No, the opposite of that. He went out with grace and class. Antonio Brown went out without a shirt.
Okay. All right. Touche. Yeah, touche. Matt Ryan retired. And then Matt Ryan, well, we had an opportunity to talk about whether or not he was a Hall of Famer. Matt Ryan thinks that he's put up the numbers and had the stats, or has the stats, to go into the Hall of Fame. Hickey and I don't believe so. I still think that he's going to get into the Hall. Let's once again listen to his tearful speech, message, that he shared with the media and the fans today in Atlanta. This is courtesy of the Falcons.
I truly believe that football, like life, is not simply about what you do, but rather who you do it with. And I was a better player because of the people I was surrounded by. So today, 16 years after being drafted, my childhood dream has officially come to an end. I'm honored to retire as a Falcon. Thank you to all the Falcons fans for your continued support. Through the highs and the lows, I always felt your energy and passion. I want you to know that every day I felt the responsibility to give you the best version of myself. While we didn't accomplish everything we had hoped, I am proud of what we did. And I know that I gave everything I could to be the best that I possibly could.
And good. Hall of very, very good. Very, very good. But not Hall of Fame, if you ask me. And yeah, I'd go ahead and I'd put Philip Rivers in the same space, and Philip Rivers is less accomplished than Matt Ryan. Sorry, my apologies. I mean, if we got to think about the last 25 years of NFL quarterbacks, come on, man. There's the Drew Brees of the world, there's the Aaron Rodgers of the world, there's the Tom Brady's, there's the Peyton Manning's. And then there's the Matt Ryans, okay? Then there's the guys, the Philip Rivers behind them. It's not the upper echelon. We got to give everybody a participation trophy. Congratulations, Matt Ryan, on an awesome career. But Hall of Fame, a little bit of a stretch. I think he'll get in not on the first ballot. Anyway, there's a lot else going on. We got some basketball in the world. The Magic are getting smacked around by the Cavaliers again, 82-65. About 2 minutes have already gone by in the fourth quarter. It looks like the Cavaliers are getting ready to take a 2-0 series lead. Also, in New York City, about two train stops away from our super producer and host, Ryan Hickey, at Madison Square Garden, the Sixers and the Knicks are playing it close. The Sixers currently lead 62-60. They're almost halfway through the third quarter at this point in time. Earlier today, there was no guarantee that Tyrese Maxey was going to play due to illness. He looks fine. The man has 20 points. Joel Embiid has not gone down in a heap. Joel Embiid has 24 points and 10 rebounds. And the New York Knicks star, Jalen Brunson, only with 15 points as he's trying to shoulder the load. Josh Hart has 19. And then the game that a lot of people are going to pay attention to, it goes down in about an hour from now. The Nuggets and the Lakers. The Nuggets trying to go up 2-0 against these Los Angeles Lakers. Beat them on Saturday night. And this is about 9 straight defeats, almost 10 straight losses that the Nuggets have handed the Lakers in the regular season, the postseason, and they are trying to turn things around. Thank you so much. Earlier in the show, we had a conversation with Trevor Lane of Lakers Nation, who came through and gave us his thoughts. And ultimately, he doesn't think the Lakers are going to end up beating the Nuggets, especially if the Lakers end up taking a loss. Well, let's just say another loss tonight. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. As we continue on in this hour of the show, which unfortunately is going to be the last hour of the show, can't sit around on the radio forever, we're going to get into Deion Sanders. Because there's a lot of players that are leaving Colorado. A lot of his recruits are leaving. A lot of his players are bouncing. One decided to share a message on social media. And then we briefly touched on this earlier in the show as well. You want to talk about managers and coaches. Aaron Boone, manager of the New York Yankees, he got the boot earlier today for doing nothing. Because a dumbass umpire mistook Aaron Boone for a fan in the stands. You can't make this stuff up. You want to holler at me online? I am at JR Sport Brief. Yankees, big time team, global team. Lakers, global team. They'll be in action in an hour. Matt Ryan, Falcons, global, not so much. Matt Ryan, Hall of Fame, who knows, maybe. Matt Ryan feels he's a Hall of Famer. Everybody feels they're good. Like, as I sit here in the studio right now, Klay Thompson is selling a Subway sandwich during the commercials of this Knicks-Sixers game. I remember a couple of seasons ago, Klay Thompson was disappointed that he didn't make the NBA's top 75 list. What does Klay Thompson look like now? He looks washed up. Can he still play? Yeah. But not for a guy who can't score a point to save his life in an elimination game. So my point is, athletes are always going to think that there's something that they're not, right? Like, you, this is a matter of having confidence. A lot of professional athletes wouldn't be where they are if they didn't have supreme confidence, if they didn't believe in themselves. Because let's be real, in a lot of cases, people are going to tell them no. In a lot of cases, people are going to say terrible things. Whether they're on the radio or TV, you got to have thick skin, but you got to have confidence. And so Matt Ryan thinks he's a Hall of Famer. This guy, Klay Thompson, thinks he's one of the NBA's top 75 ever. And Anthony Davis, yes, Anthony Davis, Mr. Glass. Anthony Davis is also upset. Why? Because yesterday, the NBA shared its finalists for the awards, the end-of-season awards. MVP, Nikola Jokic, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Luka Doncic. Come on now, Nikola Jokic is going to get his third MVP. Rookie of the Year, Victor Wembanyama, Brandon Miller, and Chet Holmgren. I mean, Chet Holmgren might as well be a second-year player. Brandon Miller is very good. He's going to be an all-star for multiple years. But we know Victor Wembanyama is going to be Rookie of the Year. And then this is what Anthony Davis is upset about. When it comes down to Defensive Player of the Year, he's not in the conversation. Bam Adebayo is a finalist. Rudy Gobert is a finalist. Victor Wembanyama is a finalist. And Anthony Davis, who is 6'11", who plays guys at the top of the key, blocks shots down low, once again was one of the leaders in blocks, almost 2.5 a game. Anthony Davis, he was nowhere to be found. And so Anthony Davis actually spoke to Dave McMenamin from ESPN, and he said of the Defensive Player of the Year award, "I'll never get it. They're not giving it to me. The league doesn't like me. I'm the best defensive player in the league. I can switch 1 through 5. I can guard the pick and roll the best in the league from a big standpoint. I block shots. I rebound. I don't know what else to do. I'm over it. I'm just going to do what I got to do to help the team win and play for a championship. Accolades and individual awards, I am done with those." Anthony Davis, 9-time All-Star, All-Defensive Team, 2 times. Here's the thing that Anthony Davis has to realize. It's one thing to look at a singular season of awards, right? I think if you look at this year, ain't nobody going to complain if Victor Wembanyama gets the award. He'll probably give it to Rudy Gobert again, even though the majority of the NBA says that Rudy Gobert is overrated. And so says the NBA's anonymous surveys with The Athletic. Anthony Davis just got, he got career stink on him. This is what it boils down to. Anthony Davis is never healthy. And so this season, he plays a career high 76 games, is actually able to wake up in the morning and play basketball without getting hurt. 76 games, that's fine. But people look at your whole body of work. And when it comes to Anthony Davis, let's be real, let's be honest. It's easy to ignore him. It really is. Like, he's not saying anything. He hasn't played enough games over the past, I don't know, forever, for anybody to legitimately look at Anthony Davis and just go, he got robbed. Because nobody expects him to play. And I mentioned this earlier on in the show. If Anthony Davis wants to make a big fuss, if Anthony Davis wants to let everybody know how great of a defender he is, go stop Jokic. Go put Jokic, I mean, ain't nobody going to stop him. Slow him down. And we get it. Darvin Ham is the head coach. He's the one who's calling out the strategies. But let's be real here. Let's be honest. If you're one of the best defensive players in the league, slow down the MVP. Outplay Jokic. Win the series. If you go back to game one on Friday, Nikola Jokic had 32 points, 12 rebounds, and 7 assists. He was cooking Rui Hachimura. Okay? It didn't matter who was on him. Anthony Davis could come over, would help defense. He was cooking him. You don't want to have Anthony Davis be the primary defender? Are you worried that Anthony Davis is going to exert too much energy? Is Anthony Davis going to get into foul trouble? Is Nikola Jokic still going to cook him? Well, there's only one way to find out. That's to put Anthony Davis on Jokic and say, hey, you so damn good. Prove it. Let us know. So Anthony Davis complaining, but he has an opportunity to do something, and Jokic just cooks him. I mean, some of the craziest footage I've seen of Nikola Jokic was from last year as he shot turnaround fadeaway three-pointers over Anthony Davis in the Western Conference Finals. And who cares what you say in an interview? Who cares if you get an individual accolade or an award? The way you stop somebody is on the court. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Hickey, why don't you think this man gets the respect? Is it something else besides the injuries, or that's it?
I mean, injuries. I think it's also the inconsistent play where even when he's out there, there are plenty of games where you could tell mentally he's not focused, he's not locked in. Because there are plenty of games he goes out there, he's the best player on the floor, and he dominates on both ends, and it makes it look easy. Other games, he's getting cooked by, you know, the 10th guy on the bench. It's like, what are you doing, man?
And there was a play. There was a play on Saturday. And this was towards the end of the game. Jokic got a rebound. Anthony Davis was standing right there, put his hands on his knees, while Jokic, who is not fleet of foot, ran straight down the court, LeBron James had to look at him and go, oh, crap, Jokic is running by me. Oh, he's ran by me. And Jokic just dunked the ball. I don't even think Anthony Davis got past half court. And I understand and get it. I wasn't out there playing four quarters of basketball. You know, I'm not chasing Nikola Jokic and what have you. But these are the type of games. These are the type of series where you make your bones. And look, if you didn't understand who Nikola Jokic was over the past couple of seasons, all you had to do was watch the playoffs last year, and you watched how he dominated. He didn't have to say anything because he doesn't talk. Everything he did was on the court. No questions asked. When it comes to Anthony Davis, yeah, I've seen him fly around for great blocks. I've seen him defend guys on the perimeter. I've seen him swat shots on the backboard. But hey, do it when it matters. And I know you got a championship, and I know it took place in the bubble, and I know a lot of people didn't see it. But the fact is, if you do enough on the court to change the game on a consistent basis, then you'll be rewarded. Now, I can't tell you how many times, and I get it, the guy's 7'4", 7'5", however big he is. Victor Wembanyama just lifts his arm up. People are afraid. Nobody wants to see this man. This dude is flying out towards the three-point line and blocking shots that no one has ever blocked before. All right? Rudy Gobert. And I get it. A lot of players think that he's overrated. He's of the same ilk. He lifts up his arms and it's the world is over. Is he an overrated defender? Someone who can't cover anybody in the perimeter? I think in a lot of cases, I think that happens to be true. But Anthony Davis, can he affect the game? Yes. Can he block shots? Yes. Can he cover guys at multiple positions for a big man? Yes. But how about this? Do it consistently. Have some heart. Help this man LeBron James go out there and win a championship. But as Anthony Davis said, I'm not concerned with individual awards. The league doesn't like me. Then do the next best thing. Help LeBron win a title. Good luck with that one. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, I'm going to give you an update on what's going on with these NBA games tonight. And then I got to tell you about Deion Sanders, because the transfer portal is open. And there's a lot of Colorado players who are bouncing out. One of his cornerbacks said, I don't want to play here because I don't want to be a part of the internet. I don't want to play for clicks. I just want to play football. We're going to hear from that player on the other side of the break. And then Deion, what the hell was his response? I'll tell you. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network.
JR wants to hear from you. Call him now at 855-212-4227.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I don't know what the hell is going on in Cleveland right now. Cavaliers lead the Magic 87-77, less than 5 minutes left in the game. They had a stretcher for a fan, a fan bust his ass or something. What happened?
I don't know. It looks like he's holding his shoulder. I don't know if a player ran into him and now, you know, he took the brunt of it, but I don't know if it's separated shoulder, but I mean, this has been a physical playoffs so far. The referees are really letting them play so far in the first weekend, and now I guess it's extending to the fans as well, the physicality.
Yeah, they got a stretch of fans out of the arena. They just playing basketball. The Orlando Magic went on a 13-0 run. I think unless there's just a massive collapse, the Cavaliers in a few minutes are about to go up 2-0 against the Orlando Magic. That and unless, you know, a fan gets injured, another fan gets injured and has to get taken off on a gurney. Also, the New York Knicks right now, 29 seconds left in the third quarter. The Knicks lead the Sixers 76-72. Joel Embiid is sitting on the end of the bench while he is getting his left knee rubbed by an athletic person, a trainer. Is she still there, Hickey? Let's see. I'm trying to stare deep into the screen. Oh, he's on the court. Okay.
So she's off duty now until, I'm sure, the next commercial break where that knee's going to get a lot of look.
She's going to go back out there and rub his knee. It reminds me of that New York Giants player a few years ago. What his ass was out, right? Correct me if I'm wrong.
I believe the trainer is working on his groin area, where there's like some icy hot or something like that to loosen him up. And I'm pretty sure, I have to double check, I'm pretty sure that was the London game when the Giants played the Packers. So maybe just like the tents that you see all across NFL sidelines, maybe they just couldn't make it over to the international waters.
A tent?
And that's okay. Why you have a player with his butt out there for all to see what's going on?
I know. Because his behind was out, and then the camera was behind him. And then the way that the camera was situated, it looked like the trainer was doing something else than, let's just say...
tough angle.
Yeah, correct.
Very, very tough angle.
Yeah, the trainer was rubbing vigorously as he tried to help out the player. But anyway, they need to put these guys in tents when they do things like that. Joel Embiid, 28 points, 10 rebounds, running around on a bum knee. Well, quite frankly, I mean, Joel Embiid's entire body is just, he's held together with scotch tape and you know, what are those sticks? Popsicle sticks. So anyway, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. In a few seconds, a few minutes, I'm going to tell you about what's going on with Deion Sanders in Colorado. Hickey, something interesting. Before we went to break, we talked about Anthony Davis. He said the league doesn't like him and he's not a defensive player of the year finalist and what have you. Now, we also talked about earlier in the show this anonymous survey by NBA players, right? How they said Michael Jordan is the best of all time over LeBron and they don't want to play for Thibodeau, Coach Tibbs. And then when it came down to the best defenders, how did that rank out with Anthony Davis? What did his peers say about him?
You would think, right, for someone who thinks so highly of himself and feels like he got robbed of not being a top three defensive player of the year candidate, that he would at least be respected by his peers and voted right. Pretty highly. Number one, as voted in terms of best defender in the league by the players, 132 votes, Victor Wembanyama.
Of course.
Drew Holiday.
25%?
He had 15%.
Okay, that sounds makes sense.
This is pretty spread out. There's a lot of guys on this list, so a lot of people got votes. Top three really fast. Victor Wembanyama 1, Drew Holiday 2, 13%, Lou Dort 3, 10%. You have to go all the way down, JR, to 20th on the list where you find Anthony Davis's name. He received 0.8% of the vote in terms of him being the best defender as voted on by his peers, 132 players.
So what's the... He is a good defender, though. Is it just because he's always hurt? Is that what this boils down to? It's the stigma that he's never healthy. That's what it is.
Then I think it goes back to what we talked about before. Even when he's on the court, he's not locked in. Like this year, right? He missed what? I think less than 10 games?
Six
15 games.
Yeah. Six. That's it.
He's been very healthy. But the problem is it's not just the health that keeps him off the court. It's the fact that he's not like locked in. Like, he takes plenty of games and, like you just piloted before, possessions off, where you just sit there and it's like, what do you do? Like, the talent he has versus the consistency he puts out there, it is not equal whatsoever. I think that's part of the reason. I think other players see that.
Here's what's crazy. If Anthony Davis had the motor of a Giannis Antetokounmpo, I don't know if his body would be... Maybe that's why he doesn't play that hard, because his body can't do it. But could you imagine if he played like as hard as Giannis? He's more skilled. He's a better shooter. He's a better ball handler. But he doesn't play hard like that dude. That's why Giannis is able to go out there and dominate everybody.
I mean, if he had the motor of Russell Westbrook, I mean,
oh my God,
we could be talking about, honestly, like one of the best players ever. With his skill set and the fact that he just goes all out every possession, and you had that tenacity with AD's talent on both ends of the floor, like... I mean, we could be talking about AD the way we talk about Jokic. There's no stopping him, except maybe even better, because I would say AD's a better defender.
Well, you know, Anthony Davis, he may not be on this defensive player of the year and this and that and what have you. Let's remember this. He made the NBA's top 75 list. Anthony Davis is considered one of the top players that the NBA has ever seen. Nobody could take that away from him. And he's 31 years old. I don't know how this guy's going to age. I don't think he's going to age gracefully. I'll tell you that much. Guy's been hurt since he got into the NBA. Hey, like I said, you want to make a difference? You want to make yourself known? Give yourself some highlights where you are absolutely destroying Jokic. Doesn't exist, right? Jokic is whooping your ass. It's crazy. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. This is very important for you to know. That you think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. We'll do that. I told you before the break, and speaking of respect, we've heard about this for the past 2 weeks. Deion Sanders has a lot of individuals who are jumping into the transfer portal. That after his first year in Colorado, a lot of glitz and glamour and a lot of pizzazz at the start. The season ended with a thud. Son got hurt. Travis Hunter got hurt. A lot of conversation about Deion and social media coaching and is he dedicated? And come on, he showed up in one of the first videos that they ever made at Colorado. He basically giving the players the boot, telling a lot of them that they're not going to be good enough for Colorado, that he's going to be bringing in his own recruits, and that these guys, these players, were going to be Louis, as in luggage. He's bringing in his own players. They're going to be top class. But there's like 13 to 15 guys who have decided to leave after the first year. And there's nothing wrong with entering the transfer portal and looking for a better opportunity. But one of the top recruits, Cormani McClain, plays quarterback. And he decided that he's had enough and that he wants to move on. But he didn't just say, hey, I'm entering into the transfer portal. Cormani McClain basically said, I want to leave because I don't want to play for a team that's here just for clicks. And don't take my word for it. He decided to produce a video where it's all about the damn clicks. Listen to this man tell everybody, hey, I don't want to play for Colorado anymore.
Change the narrative of everyone's thinking on my name. Be a part of a real and a great program that's going to impact me at my best ability. And yeah, ready to get to a new place and get to work. Yeah, I feel like I just don't want to play for clicks. I actually want to be involved with a great leading program that's going to develop players.
Okay, he wants to. Well, isn't it interesting, Hickey, that he's dissing Deion on the way out the door, isn't he?
Oh, 100%. I don't want to play for clicks. I want to play for a leading program, 100%.
Now, who said? Dan Lanning said that from the Ducks. He said, oh, you want to play for clicks and this and that. Like, the irony is, you want to leave. You don't want to be known for being on a football team that's all about social media. But you're going to post it on X and Instagram? For all of that, why don't you just leave? Like, what's the point of doing all of this? Just leave. And I also, at the same time, look, I'm not going to say Deion Sanders is football god. Cormani McClain might end up in the NFL and be one of the best cornerbacks by the time he gets to the next level. Out of all the people, why do you want to ruffle the feathers of Deion Sanders? Like, to me, that sounds like a bad idea. Now, Deion has since responded. And he's wished him luck, and he took the high road. I wish him nothing but the best, and all he has to do is apply himself. I'm sure he's going to work out great. Deion didn't say anything wrong in response. But why are you pushing buttons? Like, I feel like you're doing the exact same thing that you said you don't want to do. For all of that, you could have stayed at Colorado. We don't need no grand proclamation on social media. Hey, Marco Belletti, what the hell you think about this man saying, I don't want to play for clicks, but I'm going to put the clicks up on my own site?
Yeah, look, it's the same double standard nonsense that everybody does, where I don't want it to be about noise, and then the first thing they do is unfollow somebody on Instagram. It's stupid, but it's the way we're wired now. We almost have to have our say, whether it's social media, whether it's whatever way we have to get it across. We can't just walk away. And as much as Deion didn't actually say anything once he's prompted, and that's the right thing to do, he also mentioned, what was it, a couple days ago? Anybody in the transfer portal, these aren't starters. These are guys that will be okay. If they're there, it's because I don't need them. So, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's almost like everybody just has to get some sort of word in. It doesn't make anything right, but it just makes everybody wrong.
Hey, I love it. I need more coaches and players beefing with each other. This is what I need. There was actually an entire article. I don't know if this was in The Athletic. They spoke to college basketball coaches and asked them about the most difficult part about recruiting right now. And a lot of the coaches pretty much said, you know, and this is what it is. They say it's too much of a business. That what about some kid getting a degree and this and that? And let's be real. You know, you want the free education. But then there's also a big part where it's like, hey, I can get paid now. This is a job. So college recruiting is just continuing to change. And with these issues that Deion is going through with the players leaving, I don't think Colorado's going to fall into the toilet. But how many more years is Deion Sanders going to just, quote unquote, deal with this? I don't think he's long for this job. Hickey, how long you think he's going to be there, Colorado?
I think he'll be there as long as they want him because he brings the attention. I'll say 3 more years.
Three?
Like, I don't think he's leaving for a better job. I guess I'll put it that way.
I don't think so either, but I just don't see him long for this gig. Marco, I would say 3-2 at max. Marco, what do you think?
I'm taking the under on that. I don't think this is – look, he enjoys certain aspects of this, but there's a lot of it that annoys the hell out of him, and Deion's not the kind of guy that strikes me as – once he realizes, I don't want to do this, he's going to walk away. And I think it's coming fast.
His boy is going to be gone. Well, Shiloh is still there, but both of them are likely going to be gone after next season. And after that, I think he's going to be looking for the next challenge, or if he's not looking for the next challenge, he's going to want to put his feet up and relax. Like, what is there for Deion Sanders to do? He doesn't come across to me as a guy who's going to be looking for stress. He made it very clear when he took this job, he wants to change lives and help people out and share his knowledge and what have you. But at the expense of getting dissed by a kid who wants to leave your program, like, yeah, I'd be looking in the mirror going, like, why am I doing this? Like, I've helped out and done for people, and I'm going back home. I'm going to help my sons and help my boys and help my family. I'm just going to relax. Deion Sanders, I don't think he's looking for the stress. 855-212-4227. It's 855-212-4227. Aaron Boone was stressed out today. Manager of the New York Yankees, he got kicked out of a game for doing absolutely nothing. We'll talk about it on the other side of the break, fill you in on a few things that took place this day in sports.
JR wants to hear from you. Call him now at 855-212-4227.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Oh, yeah, the Knicks look like they might have this here against the Sixers. The Knicks are leading 90-85, 7 minutes left to go in the game, plenty of time. And then we have a final. The Cavaliers, they beat the Magic 96-86, a 2-0 series lead. If the Magic pick up a game, I guess you can go ahead and consider that to be a success. Earlier today, we had something wild happen in the world of sports. The New York Yankees lost to the Oakland Athletics, soon to not be Oakland Athletics, 2-0. Aaron Boone, manager of the New York Yankees, he got the boot. He got the boot for doing absolutely nothing. 5 pitches into the game, Hunter Wendelstedt decided to give him the boot. Now, Aaron Boone was arguing about whether or not a player swung at a pitch. The umpire told him, all right, relax. Aaron Boone said, okay, and Aaron Boone shut up. And then a fan in the stands behind the Yankees dugout then decided to put in his 2 cents. The umpire thought it was Aaron Boone. And listen to this interaction on the Yes Network.
There you go. And now Aaron's saying, I didn't say anything. Aaron's saying, hold on a second, I didn't say a word. Hunter Wendelstedt with some aggressive rabbit ears, one batter into this game. And Aaron Boone obviously frustrated because he's saying, you gave me the warning, I didn't say anything, you heard somebody else, you're kicking me out, I'm telling you it wasn't me, and you're saying I don't care.
Yeah, wow, the umpire needs to get a suspension. Like, come on, to actually go, I don't care? Like, you just saying that? Even if you're just saying that, you sound like a jackass. Aaron Boone said it's embarrassing for baseball that just happened.
I really didn't even go after Hunter. You know, I was more upset that, you know, on the appeal, and I said, Hunter, you can call it too. And he came back at me pretty hard, to which I didn't respond. I just said, okay, went down, and it's embarrassing. It really is a bad, it's embarrassing. I didn't. I heard somebody yell, but again, I was standing down, and I heard, you're gone, Aaron. And that's what I was like. I couldn't believe it.
Aaron Boone was staring at his nails. Like, he was literally chewing gum, sunflower seeds, looking at his manicure, and he got tossed out because of some fan behind him. You can't make this stuff up. Wild situation. The Yankees lost 2-0. The offense sucks for the Yankees right now. Aaron Judge is swinging and missing at everything, and everybody is just taking a look at this man, Aaron Boone. Also, you know what? It's the end of the show. I know what it's time for. It's time to take a look at a couple of things that took place this day in sports history. Let's go.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for this day in sports history.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything. And it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. You know, the NFL draft is coming up this Thursday, right? Yeah, the answer is yes. So let's go back. Not too long. It feels like yesterday to me because it is. Let's go back to 2010. Who got drafted first overall? Some man named Matthew Stafford. This day, April 22nd in 2010. Let's listen, courtesy of ESPN.
With the first pick in the 2010 NFL draft, the St. Louis Rams select Sam Bradford, quarterback, Oklahoma.
He should call Matthew Stafford tomorrow on what it's like to go into a ball club that has not played well, that does not have a winning tradition recently, and that I'm going to have to figure out a way to lead, because this is one of the more dangerous spots in pro football and the most dangerous position in pro football, quarterback. And that's why this is might be the best moment for the next 9 months that he's going to have. He's going to have a tremendous amount of work ahead of him, and we're going to have, he's going to be tested by every inch of whatever he has, a capability of emotional, spiritual, physical, whatever he's got is going to be tested at its length the next 9 months to get to that first year, that rookie year, with such high expectations. It's a tough spot for anybody.
Yeah, that was Hall of Fame caliber quarterback Trent Dilfer with the analysis. Hey, Hickey, it was the right guy to share that information, huh?
I guess it takes one to know one, right?
Yeah, look, Sam Bradford was good, except for his knees. His knees, ACLs, he's like the Anthony Davis of football, except for he was worse. It sucks for Sam Bradford. I think he could have had a great career, except for his knees couldn't hold up. Speaking of a great career, April 26th, this man absolutely had a great career. One of the best of all time. His name is Albert Pujols, because on this day in 2014, he hit his 499th home run. He hit his 500th home run. He drove in 5 runs to help the Angels beat the Nats 7-2. Listen to this, Fox Sports West.
Now the 1-2. Albert drives one out to left center field. This ball's hit well. There she goes. Welcome to the 500 home run club, Albert Pujols.
Albert Pujols is just a great guy. Who doesn't love Albert Pujols? Everybody loves Albert Pujols. You want to talk about Hall of Fame? Yeah, Albert Pujols will be staring at the Hall of Fame without a shadow of a doubt. My apologies to Matt Ryan. Oh, we got a good one going on here in the NBA. The Knicks and the Sixers are playing this one close. About 4 minutes left to go in the game. Less than 4 minutes. The Knicks and Sixers are tied at 94 all. Joel Embiid, ironically, just got up off the floor. He has 34 points, 10 rebounds, and 4 assists to go along with 2 blocks. Tyrese Maxey, 28 points and 10 assists. He was questionable to even play in this game due to illness. And then the New York Knicks, wow. Jalen Brunson, 21 points. Josh Hart, 21. It's an entire group effort for the New York Knicks to stay in this one with no Julius Randle. He's been out since, what, January? with that dislocated shoulder. And then, starting up in a few minutes, this is going to be a fun one. The Los Angeles Lakers are trying to avoid an 0-2 hole against the Denver Nuggets. Of course, we'll keep you up to date on everything here on the Infinity Sports Network. And then we will be back. The JR Sport Brief Show will be back tomorrow at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Can't wait to see what drama is going on with the NFL draft. Maybe we get some more trades. We've had a busy show. If you've missed a minute of it, you can hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Zach Wilson traded to the Broncos. Matt Ryan retires. Thank you so much to our guest, Trevor Lane from Lakers Nation. You can follow me everywhere at JR Sport Brief. Hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. But don't go anywhere here on the Infinity Sports Network, because Bart Winkler is coming up next. Hey, Hickey, you had a good time?
Great time, as always.
As always. We'll catch you tomorrow. Don't move here. It's the Infinity Sports Network.
JR wants to hear from you. Call him now at 855-212-4227.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Oh, yeah, the Knicks look like they might have this here against the Sixers. The Knicks are leading 90-85, 7 minutes left to go in the game, plenty of time. And then we have a final. The Cavaliers, they beat the Magic 96-86. A 2-0 series lead. If the Magic pick up a game, I guess you can go ahead and consider that to be a success. Earlier today, we had something wild happen in the world of sports. The New York Yankees lost to the Oakland Athletics, soon to not be Oakland Athletics, 2-0. Aaron Boone, manager of the New York Yankees, he got the boot. He got the boot for doing absolutely nothing. 5 pitches into the game, Hunter Wendelstedt decided to give him the boot. Now, Aaron Boone was arguing about whether or not a player swung at a pitch. The umpire told him, all right, relax. Aaron Boone said, okay, and Aaron Boone shut up. And then a fan in the stands behind the Yankees dugout then decided to put in his 2 cents. The umpire thought it was Aaron Boone. And listen to this interaction on the Yes Network.
There you go. And now Aaron's saying, I didn't say anything. Aaron's saying, hold on a second, I didn't say a word. Hunter Wendelstadt with some aggressive rabbit ears, one batter into this game. And Aaron Boone obviously frustrated because he's saying, you gave me the warning, I didn't say anything, you heard somebody else, you're kicking me out, I'm telling you it wasn't me, and you're saying I don't care.
Yeah, wow. That the umpire needs to get a suspension. Like, come on, to actually go, I don't care? Like, you just saying that? Even if you're just saying that, you sound like a jackass. Aaron Boone said it's embarrassing for baseball that that just happened.
I really didn't even go after Hunter. You know, I was more upset that, you know, on the appeal. And I said, Hunter, you can call it too. And he came back at me pretty hard, to which I didn't respond. I just said, okay. Went down, and it's embarrassing. It really is a bad... It's embarrassing. I didn't. I heard somebody yell, but again, I was standing down, and I heard, you're gone, Aaron, and that's what I was like. I couldn't believe it.
Aaron Boone was staring at his nails. Like, he was literally chewing gum, sunflower seeds, looking at his manicure, and he got tossed out because of some fan behind him. You can't make this stuff up. Wild situation. The Yankees lost 2-0. The offense sucks for the Yankees right now. Aaron Judge is swinging and missing at everything, and everybody is just taking a look at this man, Aaron Boone. Also, you know what? It's the end of the show. I know what it's time for. It's time to take a look at a couple of things that took place this day in sports history. Let's go.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for this day in sports history.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything, and it was primitive and lousy, and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. You know, the NFL draft is coming up this Thursday, right? Yeah, the answer is yes. So let's go back. Not too long. It feels like yesterday to me because it is. Let's go back to 2010. Who got drafted first overall? some man named Matthew Stafford. This day, April 22nd in 2010. Let's listen, courtesy of ESPN.
With the first pick in the 2010 NFL Draft, the St. Louis Rams select Sam Bradford, quarterback, Oklahoma.
He should call Matthew Stafford tomorrow on what it's like to go into a ball club that has not played well, that does not have a winning tradition recently, and that I'm going to have to figure out a way to lead, because this is one of the more dangerous spots in pro football and the most dangerous position in pro football, quarterback. And that's why this is might be the best moment for the next 9 months that he's going to have. He's going to have a tremendous amount of work ahead of him, and we're going to have, he's going to be tested by every inch of whatever he has, a capability of emotional, spiritual, physical, whatever he's got is going to be tested at its length the next 9 months to get to that first year, that rookie year, with such high expectations. It's a tough spot for anybody.
Yeah, that was Hall of Fame caliber quarterback Trent Dilfer with the analysis. Hey, Hickey, it was the right guy to share that information, huh?
Hey, I guess it takes one to know one, right?
Yeah, look, Sam Bradford was good, except for his knees. His knees, ACLs, he's like the Anthony Davis of football, except for he was worse. It sucks for Sam Bradford. I think he could have had a great career, except for his knees couldn't hold up. Speaking of a great career, April 26th, this man absolutely had a great career. One of the best of all time. His name is Albert Pujols, because on this day in 2014, he hit his 499th home run. He hit his 500th home run. He drove in 5 runs to help the Angels beat the Nats 7-2. Listen to this, Fox Sports West.
Now the 1-2. Albert drives one out to left center field. This ball's hit well. There she goes. Welcome to the 500 home run club, Albert Pujols.
Albert Pujols is just a great guy. Who doesn't love Albert Pujols? Everybody loves Albert Pujols. You want to talk about Hall of Fame? Yeah, Albert Pujols will be staring at the Hall of Fame without a shadow of a doubt. My apologies to Matt Ryan. Oh, we got a good one going on here in the NBA. The Knicks and the Sixers are playing this one close. About 4 minutes left to go in the game. Less than 4 minutes. The Knicks and Sixers are tied at 94 all. Joel Embiid, ironically, just got up off the floor. He has 34 points, 10 rebounds, and 4 assists to go along with 2 blocks. Tyrese Maxey, 28 points and 10 assists. He was questionable to even play in this game due to illness. And then the New York Knicks, wow. Jalen Brunson, 21 points. Josh Hart, 21. It's an entire group effort for the New York Knicks to stay in this one with no Julius Randle. He's been out since, what, January? With that dislocated shoulder. And then, starting up in a few minutes, this is going to be a fun one. The Los Angeles Lakers are trying to avoid an 0-2 hole against the Denver Nuggets. Of course, we'll keep you up to date on everything here on the Infinity Sports Network. And then we will be back. The JR Sport Brief Show will be back tomorrow at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Can't wait to see what drama is going on with the NFL draft. Maybe we get some more trades. We've had a busy show. If you've missed a minute of it, you can hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Zach Wilson traded to the Broncos. Matt Ryan retires. Thank you so much to our guest, Trevor Lane from Lakers Nation. You can follow me everywhere at JR Sport Brief. Hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. But don't go anywhere here on the Infinity Sports Network, because Bart Winkler is coming up next. Hey, Hickey, you had a good time?
Great time, as always.
As always, we'll catch you tomorrow. Don't move here. It's the Infinity Sports Network.